Okay, today's daf is Yom HaDaf Zayin, with the top of Zayin, Amud Aleph. We're talking about the machloket of Tuma Hutra B'tzibor and Tuma Dechuya B'tzibor. Amar Rav Sheshet. Sheshet says as follows, Mina, how do I know that my Shita is correct, that the Tuma is Dechuya B'tzibor, but not Hutra B'tzibor? Detanya, we learned that right, Haya, Omer Amakrav Minchata Omer, if someone is bringing the Minchata Omer, and Korban Omer, V'nitmeh Biyado, and becomes Tameh, Omer Mavina Acheret Achteh, right? So we say, let's bring another guy in his place, Imen Sham Elahi, or Min Lo, Have a Pikech, V'shote, Katane Mihat, Omer Mavina Acheret Achteh, and if there's no one else, you know, so first we say, let's bring someone else, and if there's no one else, we say, okay, nothing else to do, just don't go publicizing that you were Tameh. But we see from here that if it becomes Tameh, we look to bring someone else. Amar Rav Nachman Modin and Hecha de Ikeshiraim Lachila. Rav Nachman says that's not a problem for my shita because you're talking about a case where you're eating the korban that you're bringing. So it's not just a question of whether we can bring it in a state of tuma. It's a question of whether we can eat it in a state of tuma. Now everyone agrees you can't eat the korban that was brought in a state of tuma. You can bring the korban, you know, that was brought in a state of tuma. You shouldn't be eating the korban that was brought in a state of tuma, right? And because of that, because we're concerned that it's going to be brought in a state of tuma, right? And it's going to be eaten afterwards, so we'd rather have a tahor person bring it so we can eat it. But if we're talking about a korban that's not going to be eaten anyway, then we have no preference to find a tahor korban. We only have a preference if it's a korban we're going to be eating, so we find a tahor one, so you continue eating it. But as far as the avoda is concerned, that makes no difference. Meitive, so let's challenge Rav Nachman Shita. Ya makriv bin chad parim ve'elu vik. My love, parim elim kvasim b'chag. Okay. Well, what about the following braita? The following braita says you're bringing bulls and rams and lambs, right? As a korban. Now, if you become tamei, we say you should try to bring someone else. And if there's no one else, we say just don't publicize that you are tamei. Now, when do we bring bulls and rams and lambs by the chag? They're typical korbanot for the chag. We're dealing with the korban musaf of a chag. Now, the nesachim of these korbanot are fully burnt up, right? Nothing is eaten from them. And yet we still say bring someone else. So Rav Nachman can't say what he said before to this bright. He can't say, well, that's talking about a case where we want to eat these things. Nope, there's no eating them. And still we say bring someone else. This is a clear problem for Rav Nachman, who says Tuma Hutra B'tzibor. Why would we need to bring someone else if it's totally mutter? Amar Alcha Rav Nachman Lo. Rav Nachman says no. Who says we're dealing with the korbanot achag that are totally burnt up? Parim par avodah zara. When we said the bulls, we're talking about the bulls, which is the offerings for avodah zara, right? Offerings for doing avodah zara. If the community does avodah zara, you bring a par offering, a bull offering. Afal gav b'tziboru kivan de lo kviel azman mahadrinan. Even though it's a korban tzibor, so it is for the community, so you might think Tuma Hutra B'tzibor, there's no set time for this korban. Now, the case where it's Tuma Hutra B'tzibor is when you have a set time, right? And once you have a time that you have to bring the korban, what you say is that it doesn't matter if you're Tameh. You have to bring the korban now, whether you're Tameh or not Tameh, and Tuma Hutra B'tzibor. However, if you don't have to bring the korban now, if there's no set time you have to bring the korban, so yeah, we'd rather the... Then nothing is overriding the tuma, right? Nothing is making, you know, if it can be done at any time, there's no reason not to have a tahor kohen do it. It's only when there's a set time, and so it's a conflict between doing it, only when there's a set time that we say, it has to be done at this time, then we say, okay, we don't care if you're tamei or tahor. So you thought that this was a korban of the chag, really it's a korban of... it's a korban for avodah zara that has no set time. And furthermore, elim be'elu shel aron. And when we talk about the rams being offered, we're not talking about the rams of the chag. We're talking about the kohen gadol's ram that the kohen gadol has to bring on Yom Kippur. The afagav the kviel azman. Now that certainly has a time, right? He has to bring it on Yom Kippur. Kivan the yachid umadrinan, but he's not the tzibor; he's an individual. This is a ram that kohen gadol himself has to bring. It's a korban of the yachid, right? And that's why we look for someone else. Kvasim bekeves haba im haomer, the ikashirayim. And what do we mean when we say the lambs? Not the lambs of a chag. Rather, the lamb that is brought in accompaniment with the Korban HaOmer, which has parts that you eat. And that's why we look for someone who's Tahor. Right? So, in these, by understanding it not as the Korban of Chag that's completely burnt up, and therefore, it would seem to be a problem for Rav Nachman that we try to find someone else to do it if it's Tumah Hutra B'Tzibor. No, it's not. We're not talking about the Korban of the Chag. We're talking about the par of Avodah Zarah that has no set time, the ram of Aaron that is the offering of a yachid, and the lamb of the Korban Omer that has shirai and that has things that are eaten from it. Meitive. Okay, another challenge for Rav Nachman Shri, the dam shenitmu v'zarko b'shogin kurtzav mezi loritza. So if the dam became tame, but you sprinkled it anyway, if you did a b'shogig, then the korban is still accepted. If you did a b'mezid, it's not still accepted. It's not accepted. But if it's tumah hutra b'tzibor, then why wouldn't it be accepted if you did a b'mezid? It's mutter. Ki tanya hahi di yachid. Yes, Rav Nachman would just answer, that's talking about for an individual. An individual, if you did it b'mezid, if you sprinkled blood b'mezid and you were tame, it doesn't work. But tzibor though, it would work, because too much of the tzibor. Tashima, another challenge for Rav Nachman. A proof for Rav Sheshet Shita, Alma Hatzitz Meratze. For what does the Tzitz Meratze, right? This forehead plate of the Kohen Gadol, which apparently atones for certain aspects of the korban were done improperly. Al hadam v'al basar v'al chaylev shenitma. Well, it atones for blood or meat or chaylev that became tame during the process of the korban. The tzitz, the forehead plate, serves as the atonement and says that it still works. Ben b'shogeg ben b'mezid, whether it's done purposely or accidentally, ben be'onus ben b'ratzon, whether unwillingly or willingly, ben b'yachid ben b'tzibor, whether for an individual or for a congregation. V'yisal k'daitach tumah heter b'tzibor lamli l'ratzuye. But if tumah memela is mutter b'tzibor, why do we need the tzitz to come and be meratze? Right? Meaning, if it's mutter, it's mutter. I don't need like an independent function of a forehead plate of the Kohen Gadol to say, no, it's okay. I know it's okay. It's too much of a tzibor. Amalchar Rav Nachman, kikitani, tzitz meratze ad yachid. Right. Why do we need the tzitz to meratze? For the individual, we need the tzitz to meratze. Right? V'yibayit ema, afil tema b'tzibor, bahanach delo kevil azman. Right? Alternatively, meaning, and you probably have to say this because it says ben b'yachid ben b'tzibor, right? But you could say that when it's talking about being meratza for the tzibor, it's talking about a korban tzibor that doesn't have a set time. And we said about the korbanot that don't have a set time, we bring someone who's tahor. Tuma is a problem for a korban that doesn't have a set time, like we saw by the bull for the avodah zarah. And so when we say the tzitz is meratza ben b'yachid ben b'tzibor, yeah. So the tzitz is meratza for a yachid because it's not tumah hutra b'tzibor because it's a yachid, and it's meratza for the tzibor when it doesn't have a set time. Meitive. Okay, now let's challenge Rav Sheshet Shita. V'nas Aaron et avon hakodshim. So it says that Aaron bears the sin of the kodshim. Chieza avon hu noseya. Now, what sin is Aaron bearing? But the korban, even im avona pigul, if the korban is done in a state of pigul, right? Meaning there's an improper intention when bringing the korban. Harek varnemar lo yiratze. No, because it's, we know it doesn't work for a pigul, right? V'im avona notar. Now, if it's because you left over, you did the sin of leaving the sacrificial meat over. Harek varnemar lo yichashif. No, we said that doesn't count. In which case, the tzitz isn't meratzah for pigul, because it doesn't work, and the tzitz is not meratzah for notar, right? Because it doesn't help you. In which case, what is the tzitz, what sin is our own bearing here? Ha inonose ela avon tuma shehutzu miklal tzibor, right? Rather, what is the tzitz being meratzah for? The tzitz being meratzah for when a korban is brought in a state of tuma, and we apply the din of tuma hutzu miklal. Aaron's tzitz kind of atones for the fact that we bring it in a state of tumah. But clearly, what do we teach from that braita? Shehutra miklal tzibor. Right? The braita there uses the lashon of hutra. No, so it must be that we hold it tumah hutra miklal tzibor. And not the chuyah, the kashal of sheshet. It's difficult for Rav Sheshet. Tanaihi. So the Gemara answers up that really it's not a problem for Rav Sheshet. It's just a machloket. Rav Sheshet holds by the one who holds the chuyah. Right? D'tanya, we learned in a braita that this is a machloket. Tzitz, ben sheyesh no al mitzcho, ben sheyeno al mitzcho, meratze. According to the Tanakhama, the forehead plate, both when it's on the Kohen Gadol and when it's not on the Kohen Gadol, it still works to atone for this transgression. Divrei Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon Shita. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Odeo al Mitzcho Meratze, Ein Odeo al Mitzcho, Ein Meratze. So says Rabbi Yehuda, no, when it's on the Kohen Gadol's forehead, it works. When it's not on the Kohen Gadol's forehead, it doesn't work. Amar lo Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon responds to him, Kohen Gadol b'Yom Kippur b'Yochiach. Well, the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur is a proof for my Shita, She'ein Odeo al Mitzcho Meratze. It's not on his forehead on Yom Kippur, and it still works. Well, let's don't bring me a proof from the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, because there by Yom Kippur we say by the Avodah Yom Kippur we say Tuma Hutra Betzibor. That's why the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, who's not wearing the tzitz, is not a good proof that the tzitz works even when it's not on the Kohen Gadol, because there it doesn't work because of the tzitz, it works because of Tuma Hutra Betzibor. The Gadol Rabbi Shimon Savar Tuma Dechuya Betzibor. Now, if Rabbi Yehuda's shita that the tzitz only works on his forehead can be reinforced or can be defended by the fact that he holds that on Yom Kippur, when it's not on his forehead, it's still not a problem because of Tumah Hutra Tzibor, then Rabbi Shimon's Shita, who needs the fact that the tzitz works even not on his forehead, he needs that to explain how it would still work on Yom Kippur when he's not wearing it, because what does Rabbi Shimon hold? Tumah Dechuya Betzibor. So we can infer from this debate between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon that Rabbi Yehuda holds the Tumah Hutra Betzibor, Rabbi Shimon holds the Tumah Dechuya Betzibor. So when you tell me I have a kasha for Rav Sheshet Shita that really we say in the Brayta Tumah Hutra Betzibor, it's not a kasha for a Shita, that Brayta is just in accordance with Rabbi Yehuda who holds that way, and Rav Sheshet holds in accordance with Rabbi Shimon, who says Tuma de Chuya Betzibor. Amar Abaye Benishbar Tzitz Chuli Amalo Pligi De Lo Merata. Everyone agrees if Tzitz is broken, it doesn't work, right? Ki Pligi De Lo De Tale De Sikta. Right? The debate is like this, right? Where it's still fully intact and it's just hanging up. Rabbi Yehuda Savar Al Metzach Venasa. Rabbi Shimon Savar Tamid Loratzon Lefnei. So Rabbi Yehuda says that the precondition is that the tzitz is on the Kohen's forehead, and then he takes the sin of the offering. And Rabbi Shimon says in the pasuk, "Tamid l'ratzon lefnei Hashem," that tzitz should always be there before Hashem. My tamid. Now, what does it mean always? If you want to say it always needs to be there on his forehead, can it really be that it's always on his forehead in order to work? Milo by me'ala batakise. He goes to the bathroom, he takes it off. Milo by me'nam, and he takes it off when he sleeps. So it doesn't only work because it's always on his forehead. That always is not referring to always being on his forehead. Ela tamid meratzehu. What it means, that tamid is not saying that it works because it's always on his forehead. It's definitely not always on his forehead. That tamid comes to say that it always atones, whether it's on him or not. That's what the tamid is coming in to say. Hulu Rabbi Yehuda Nami Aktiv Tamid. Now what does Rabbi Yehuda do with the tamid? It says tamid. How does Rabbi Yehuda explain why it says tamid if it's not to say that it always works, whether it's on his forehead or not? That tamid is to tell him that he needs to always be focused on it, right? He needs to constantly be thinking about it, know that it's there, and act accordingly. And it's in accordance with Rabbi Huna Shita, as we saw Rabbi Huna say, that person needs to touch his tefillin all the time. He needs to constantly be aware of his tefillin there, that is still there. And we know that he needs to constantly be aware of his tefillin as a kal v'chomer from the tzitz. Ma tzitz she'in bo ela azkara echat amra Torah al mitzcho tamid. Right? Where the tzitz only has one Shem Hashem in it, the Torah says you need to constantly be aware of it. Shelo yaseach dato mimeno, meaning it needs to always be there, meaning you shouldn't be distracted from it. Tefillin sheyesh ben azkarat harbe al achad kama v'kama. So tefillin, which has many Shemot Hashem, all the more so you need to be aware that it's always there. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, tamid doesn't teach you that it always works. Tamid teaches you that you always need to be aware of it. We'll stop here.